CJMQ 88.9 FM, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. Yes, I did get to see a movie. Mm-hmm. You always ask me that. And recently I've sort of had to say no fairly often, but this past week I did go to the movies, and I convinced a couple of friends to go with us. And the movie that we saw was, there's only two new English movies at the Maison de Cinema, and one of them actually isn't even new anymore. But the new one that I did see is called The War with Grandpa.
Okay.
Which I mentioned that last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's diverting. It's not a wonderful movie. I think kids might enjoy it. And to give you a quick précis, the story concerns a kid who's about 12, I guess, and he's a little bit of a misfit in school, and he has been forced to give up his room and live in the attic of his house because Grandpa, played by Robert De Niro, has come to live with them. He's for a number of reasons, you know, good reasons to bring him into their home, and the kids, there's an older sister as well, but the kids and Grandpa generally have a really excellent relationship, except when he comes in and takes over this little boy's room. So that is why war is declared. And this reminded me quite a bit of the movie that goes back many, many years, Home Alone.
Okay.
And then there was a sequel, Home Alone 2 sequel. Because there's things that this kid is doing to his grandpa, which as a senior, I was feeling this is not so comfortable. And a couple of the critics that I looked at sent the same message. They said, this is really not a great message for kids, that it's okay to be just this side of vicious with anybody, but particularly with you know, someone the age of Robert De Niro and beyond, who's clearly, you know, up in his 70s. So, mm-hmm. and my reference to Home Alone was that I'm maybe the only person in the world who really didn't like that movie, and the only reason was because the things that were done to the two bad guys, the thieves. I know they were bad guys. I knew, you know, they probably deserved what they got, but there was just something bothersome to me about the kinds of things that were done to them. I thought this should be done to anybody, and especially not by a little boy. So that's kind of the way this movie goes, is that, you know, you sort of feel that, oh yeah, you know, this kid really should have his own room, and he until recently did have his own room. Sorry, I said older sister, but there's a little girl actually who's quite a stunning little actress. I'll talk about her in a second, playing this kid's little sister. It's forgettable. It's a forgettable movie, and the critics, of course, as one would expect, the critics have been really less. They have seen it as kind of not terribly funny, sending the wrong message to kids, and just a bit tiresome, which is kind of and very predictable. But on the plus side, I can say that it has a really good cast, and I was very surprised to see Uma Thurman, who almost, well, as far as I know, almost throughout her career has played, you know, kind of kick-ass women, and here she's playing a mom and a housewife. And I said, oh, I have never seen her do this before. And she was good. She tried to give it as much of her kick-ass persona as she could. And of course, Robert De Niro is always good, but even he is, you know, sort of phoning it in a little bit. And his friends, who are played by Cheech Marin, who's always pretty funny, and the always funny Christopher Walken, they're good. And they do indeed make it kind of a little bit more interesting. James Seymour, who was on TV many years ago, but for many years, she returns as a friend of theirs. And there's one actually quite funny segment in one of these trampoline centers, which I've been to. I thought, ooh, I wish I were able to actually jump around on those trampolines, but I think our local trampoline centers don't allow you to do that. So that was kind of a cute segment. It was fitfully funny, I guess is a good way to describe. I can give you a little bit of what the critics have said. Oh, and by the way, this movie sat on a shelf in a studio somewhere for 2.5 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like someone had said, I wonder why they decided to drag this particular movie off the shelf and show it, and not show it on direct-to-video, but have it run in theaters. And I think now I know why, because the critics really thought this was kind of a more than forgettable movie, but the audiences loved it. So you have a tomato meter score of 30%, that's the critics, and you have an audience score of 86%.
Oh, what a difference.
So, what a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of that I can see now why they may have decided, yeah, this is one that we should take a bit of a chance and put it into theaters. Because Robert De Niro, no matter what he's doing, is good. And this movie is, you know, it's okay. But the critics' consensus, according to Rotten Tomatoes here, is fitfully funny, but mostly misguided. The War with Grandpa will leave audiences with a handful of chuckles and a lot of questions about what this talented cast was thinking. And I think what they were thinking was, you know, it's a job. We're making money.
Yeah, true.
People are gonna go see us. And I don't know. It's having said all that, I can say that there were four of us at the movies, and it wasn't universally panned. My husband really didn't like it. He said it was just so predictable. And stupid. But the other three of us were, we're not going to be quite so harsh. So it is a movie that you might want to go, you might want to check out, and bring a kid with you if you can.
Mm-hmm.
There is, as I said, it is fitfully funny is a good way to describe it. There's some kind of funny moments, and then there's a few that are totally unrealistic or totally not funny or just miss the mark. So that's having given that a sort of a not quite thumbs up but not quite thumbs down, it's a movie that, you know, go see it if you would like to have some time spent in a theater, because you won't you certainly won't regret it in the sense that, oh, what a waste of money, but you will think, they could have done better, and they could have. Anyway, so that's the movie that I saw, and it is really one of the very few movies which is playing in English. The other movies are the couple that have been there for a little bit now. One is Tenet, and I don't know when this one's leaving. Apparently it's going to hang in there for a while. That's in both French and English, and that's a very interesting Christopher Nolan kind of big budget and quite strange movie. And the other one is called Honest Thief, which is a Liam Neeson movie, it is very much in the vein of the kinds of movies he's been doing recently, which I think is kind of unfortunate, because he's a really good actor, and I've seen him do some really wonderful work, but these revenge movies that he's seems to have made his reputation doing these recently, and obviously a lot of money. So that would be one that I'm not going to see. But if you like these kinds of Liam Neeson films, I think the one that everybody's a little bit familiar with is called Taken, and then there was several sequels to the movie Taken. Go for it. As somebody said, it's an hour and a half. It's totally forgettable, but it is the genre. This kind of movie there is an audience for it, and clearly he knows that, and that's why he keeps making them. Anyway, so that's it in terms of English language movies. And it's a little discouraging to note that, in fact, over the next, if I switch quickly over to coming attraction movies, there is nothing.
Oh, really?
Literally nothing coming until I think the end of October, October 30th. Mm-hmm. There is a movie which I was unable to get any information on, but it's called Champions, and it's an English language movie. It might be a kind of a documentary, I'm not sure, and it's being shown with French subtitles, which is always, to my mind, a good way of doing it. You know, if you want to see your movie in English, then you can, and you just sort of have to not look at the subtitles. They can be a little bit distracting, but for somebody who's more comfortable in French, then it's a good way to see a movie having reading the French subtitles. Mm-hmm. The same end of October. There's horror, yet another horror movie coming out called Come Play With Me, again in English. And it is, it looks sort of Stephen King-ish. It's about a kid, a sort of an unhappy, lonely kid who has kind of scary imaginary friends. So I thought, well, all right, this is, again, not likely to be one that I will make a beeline to go and see, but I'm sure there will be an audience for this. It's the kind of movie that certainly has an appeal to some people, and especially to some age groups. I've never been a big fan of horror movies. Some of them have been wonderful, and I recently actually on television rewatched The Shining, and that was just amazing. But somehow I thought, well, I think it isn't here yet. It's not here until the end of the month. I'm unlikely to go and see this one, but it is coming. But until then, frankly, there's just nothing in English all of next week. There's just no English movies coming. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, there will be several what look like, good big budget movies. One that we saw the previews for when we were at the theater was called Death on the Nile, which is it's an old Agatha Christie classic. Mm-hmm. Hercule Poirot, played by Kenneth Branagh, and that one, honestly, I don't know when it's coming because it's not on their website as one of the movies which will come to the theater, and yet it was being shown in the theater as a coming attraction. So, who knows? But it looks as if, in reality, not until the earliest November, and many movies now that have been sort of scheduled for earlier releases have been put off until Christmas, because the Christmas season is the traditional, we open our blockbusters at Christmas. There will be a new Wonder Woman movie. There is a new Top Gun movie, which is, that franchise goes way back.
Right.
With Tom Cruise. So that looks like it might be interesting. Again, that's Christmas time, far, far in the future. And then there's several other movies that are coming out just after that. So it's hard to say. Definitely not many movies in any language, I suspect, but certainly not in English, are opening up in theaters, period, not just our local theater, but people are not flocking to movies, and those who want to see a movie often just say, well, you know what, I'll just check out Amazon Prime and Netflix and Hulu and other streaming services where you can get, you know, really fine films. But as I said a number of times, if you want the movie going experience, you really have to be in a darkened theater and have a giant screen in front of you. And some movies absolutely deserve that treatment, but not all. And in terms of safety, the Maison de Cinema, it's about as safe as you can get. There is no one saying, sit here, don't sit there. But it's clearly marked, you know, wear a mask, at least until you get into the theater and find a seat. Wash your hands. Don't sit near people who are not part of your group. So, you know, we were very nicely spaced out, and there was only the four of us in my little bubble and two other people. So it was really not a problem to stay away from folks.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So having said that, it is definitely a nice way. It's a nice, somewhat nostalgic way to spend time, and I think in terms of safety, it just probably doesn't get any safer than this unless you simply stay home, which is always an option. So if you can, go to the movies. If you are fine with seeing movies in French, there are quite a few of those, ranging from all kinds of movies that are, you know, there's horror, there's drama, there's comedy, there's romantic comedy, there's cartoons. So if you're good with seeing movies in French, then yes, there are in fact quite a few movies out there. Sorry, I am just going through this, and I realized I missed a movie.
Oh,
and it was, excuse me. It's called The Last Dive of Dave. It's in English. It's been at the theater for like months at this point. It seems to be a documentary about a diver, Dave, who's a deep water diver, and he goes, I guess, too deep at one point and doesn't make it back, or well, he does make it back, but he doesn't live. So that's still there, and it's in English. So that I may actually end up getting to a point where I will have to end up going to see Dave's Last Dive, because there's just kind of nothing else.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.